Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Megan, and you find Megan at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. And of course, we have lots of things to talk about because it is the season.
Tis the season, that's right. Yes. And we've been promoting Let Your Season Be Merry and Sprite because of our Christmas and Coke ties. And so that's been kind of a fun little way we've been promoting our group travel. We went to the group travel marketplace this last week, and things have been really gearing up for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. And you had something that really drew people's attention. And I know I was in a meeting with you this earlier, and it's a little Sprite bottle with a real, little red Santa hat on it. It can't help but draw attention.
It sure did, and it is kind of a fun way for us to tie in our holiday promotions with our Coca-Cola Capital of Iowa theme, and the people at the travel marketplace really did stop at our booth just to see what the little cute bottles with Santa hats on it were all about. So it is working for us.
Yes, and of course, you were talking about things going on all year long. We're going to talk about something that's going on November 21st, that's where we're starting. And you have a lot of stuff going on that evening.
Yes, we have tried to jazz up Grand Lighting a little bit and add some things this year to make it a full evening of events and fun things for your family instead of just a quick turn the lights on and then go see Santa. So we will be hosting Grand Lighting in addition to the Recipe Walk this year, which are the two big things that we've combined. So you can not only come see all the beautiful lights turn on, but you can go warm up in several merchants' businesses and grab a sample recipe and then take a card home with you so that you can have some new items to add to your recipe book for the holidays.
The Grand Lighting, the turning on of the lights, is what time?
At 5:30. And actually, if you come any time after 5, you'll see some activity happening in the park. We're going to have a photo booth, and so you can do little props, and then we'll post those pictures on the Chamber Facebook page for you to print off at home if you'd like to. We're going to have a toast, a sparkling cider toast to kick off the holiday season in appreciation for all that we have going on in the area. So we'll have fake champagne glasses for everyone to do a toast. And then we will also have, of course, free carriage rides, and Santa's Cabin will be open. And again, it's just meant to be an evening of fun downtown activity. We'll be passing out lists of the restaurants that are open that evening. So if you'd like to go grab dinner after the recipe walk or before the recipe walk, you'll know who's open and what's going on.
Okay. And so I was going to ask, you know, so the lighting's at 5:30. You want to be near the park at 5:30, I think, in that area. But maybe what time should you come?
I think most activity will be starting at 5, but, you know, a lot of our retailers and merchants are open earlier than that. And so they plan on this evening also being kind of a big evening for folks to enjoy the downtown. So if you wanted to do some shopping, you could come any time throughout the day. But 5 o'clock in the evening is really when the activities are going to start. Like I said, the photo booth, the recipe walk will be going on. And then right at 5:30, Santa takes the stage, and Mayor Jones will be there to welcome him. And we'll have a wonderful welcome for Santa. And then if you want to stick around afterwards, the carriage rides are free, and we'd love to have you jump on board one of those. The Zelmer family will be taking our folks around, which a lot of folks are familiar with them. So a full packed evening of wonderful things going on.
And now I know in the past sometimes, and maybe I'm thinking more of the parade, which is coming up later, but sometimes other groups have had things to have, like cocoa and so on. Is that more of the parade time, or is that going to be this Grand Lighting also?
That's usually parade weekend, which is just around the corner, the first Saturday of December, so the 7th. And that's when the vendors kind of set up either their cocoa or their soup to go or popcorn. There's all kinds of nonprofit groups that typically have a little stand downtown for folks to kind of warm up a little bit while they wait in the cold for the parade.
Okay, so that's something folks should get on their calendar, too, is that parade on December 7th. Because I know there are things happening in a lot of different communities. And so you kind of got to get your calendar out or your iPod or wherever you keep track of what it is you want to do so you don't miss out on things, because there are just so many exciting things to do.
We try and keep it easy for folks, too. So if you forget the schedule, you can go to christmasinatlantic.com. Should be easy to remember. And we list the full schedule of chamber events and sponsored events happening throughout the holiday season, but it also links directly to our calendar of events and our community calendar, which is open to anyone. So it has the hours for Festival of Trees and the Doe's Cookie Walk and any other activities. And if your group has something that you want posted there, it doesn't cost anything. You don't have to be a chamber member. We just kind of try and provide that as a community service. So please get in touch with us, and we'd love to list your events as well.
And since you're an area chamber of commerce, if Griswold or Anita, somebody wanted to put things on there, they could do that too?
Absolutely. We do consider ourselves an area chamber, and we have members in all communities of the county and outside of the county a little farther than that. So it's something that we do want to make sure people feel welcome to submit their ideas. I know the Cass County Museum just gave us some information on their Nutcracker event on the 14th, so we'll be posting that there. Don't hesitate to give us a call.
Okay, remember that's and more and more people are checking their things on the sites like that, so we want to keep that handy. I want to go back to the Christmas in Atlantic November 21 for a little bit, because you mentioned the recipe walk. Now, just in case somebody doesn't understand what recipe walk is, I mean, it sort of tells you, but maybe not.
It is something we've been doing for several years here in Atlantic, and we've tried different twists on it. We had a chocolate walk last year where all the recipes that you sample were chocolate. This year, we're just going back to our steadfast, you know, regular traditional recipe walk for holiday recipes. So what you do is, if you're a participant and you want to go sample all these recipes, you would come up to the grand lighting stage, or you would hop on ChristmasInAtlantic.com and get that list of participating merchants, and then you would spend from 5 to 7 o'clock just going store to store, business to business, sampling what they have, and then they're going to hand you a recipe card that you can take home so you know how to make what you're tasting. And it is a really fun thing to do with a group of girlfriends or with your kids if you think it's a family fun night. It's a really enjoyable time.
And, you know, it's just really nice because we see recipes all over. Again, magazines, newspapers, and websites, Pinterest, whatever. I mean, you can find recipes wherever. But you kind of look at it and go, okay, do I want to make this or not? Well, now you can decide.
You can just taste it and make sure you like it too, which is the best part about it. And it's something you don't have to just wait until you fix it yourself. No, you bad. Can make sure you're going to enjoy it. The other thing is it's a great way to kind of start thinking about shopping for the holidays. A lot of these folks will have out their Christmas items already. They'll have extra things going on. Sometimes they run extra promotions during the recipe mm-hmm. walk. So it's a good time to get that feeling of your shopping list, who you need to buy for.
You bet. And I know all of a sudden the other day somebody said, well, you know, because Thanksgiving is so late, we have a week less between Thanksgiving and Christmas. I hadn't really thought about that, but I think other people have been thinking about that.
Our merchants sure have. They do not miss things like that. So yeah, you have less time to shop this year. There are still great opportunities to win some cash over the holidays, and our merchants will have their drawing boxes out for you. So even though you have less time to shop, we hope to give you more dollars to shop in the $100 a day giveaway. You can sign up. I think there's about 70 boxes out there with register now for the 12 Days of Christmas giveaway. It's a chance to win $100 in Atlantic cash, which can be spent at any chamber member business. Look for those at Grand Lighting too, because those will be out already and you can get registered while you're doing your recipe walk.
And you don't have to be somewhere to be one of those lucky winners, correct?
Correct. We'll call you if you win, or you can see your name posted at ChristmasInAtlantic.com. And you can also register at multiple businesses. No purchase is required. So even if you're just out browsing, you can get signed up for that contest.
All right. Remember to start doing that because, 12 days of Christmas, 12 times, you're going to be 12 winners?
12 winners. That's a lot of dollars to give away. Thanks to our businesses and our sponsors that make all of these events happen, because without the support of our local business community, you know, Grand Lighting wouldn't be as fantastic. Carriage rides wouldn't be free. Santa's Cabin probably wouldn't be open near as much as it is. And so we really are appreciative of all the support we get.
Well, talk a little more, since you mentioned Santa's Cabin, what are the hours? When is that going to be open, and what happens at Santa's Cabin?
Yeah, Santa will be at his cabin grand lighting evening right after the lights come on. He'll head over there and see little girls and boys until they're done for the night. We'll wait till that line dies down. And then after that, he'll be in his cabin every Thursday and Saturday in December. So Thursday evenings, he's open from 5:30 to 7. And on Saturday of the lighted parade, he'll be there from 3 to 5. And then the two Saturdays following that from 1:30 to 3:30. And again, all this is on ChristmasInAtlantic.com. It's also on the back of the holiday brochures, which are out and about in the community as well. So you can get the schedule in many different places in case you forget.
Do kids get their picture taken with Santa?
They sure can. We do not have photos like we used to have, but we're sure happy to take a picture with your camera for you to take home if you'd like us to do that.
Okay. And is there a bag of candy involved?
There is a candy cane and a bag of popcorn. Okay. And they get cocoa as they wait in line to stay warm. But we do recommend hats and mittens. It just makes me so cold to see people standing out there without them. So make sure you bundle up, because sometimes the wait is, you know, 15, 20 minutes long to get into the cabin sometimes.
Good thing to know. So, again, all of this starting out this coming Thursday evening, November 21, grand lighting at 5:30. But you can start your recipe walk and your shopping much earlier than that. Thank you very much, Megan Roberts, who is Executive Director for the Cass County Atlantic Chamber of Commerce. And until next time, here's a thought. Daring ideas are like chessmen moved forward. They may be beaten, but they may be the start of a winning game.